As we reflect on the Word of God, there is a deep, sacred, often mystical relationship between Israel, the Jewish people, the sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the church, Jews and Gentiles who have come to faith in Yeshua the Messiah. To understand this relationship is to walk in humility, awe, and great expectation. It is to see how God's promises to Israel are interwoven with His plans for all the nations, and how the church has a calling toward Israel, as Israel Media Ministries so powerfully affirms. 1. Israel, God's chosen covenant people. From the beginning, God called Abraham, promising that through him, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12:3. The covenant with Abraham, Genesis 15:17, established God's people Israel as the bearer of divine promises, including land, descendants, and blessing. Through the law, the prophets, the Psalms, Israel was given the responsibility of being a kingdom of priests, Exodus 19:6, a light to the nations, Isaiah 49:6, called to reflect the holiness of God in Jerusalem and beyond. 2. The church, its birth in Israel, its identity. The church was born from Israel. Yeshua himself is Jewish and will be Jewish also when he will return as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. The first disciples, the apostles, Jewish. The earliest followers were Jewish. The new covenant, inaugurated by Yeshua's death and resurrection, is rooted in the Hebrew scriptures. The New Testament authors quote the Tanakh constantly, seeing in them prophecies, types, shadows. Paul writes to the Romans, Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Romans 11:25. Paul recognizes that God has not rejected his people. Rather, there is a mystery in God's work. Gentiles have been grafted in, Romans 11:17 to 24, and Israel's promises remain sure. The church is in one sense the continuation and fulfillment of God's unfolding purpose, but it never replaces Israel. It is joined with Israel in the landscape of God's redemptive plan. 3. The grafting in of Gentiles, one new man. One of the clearest metaphors for how Gentiles, non-Jews, relate to Israel is the olive tree metaphor in Romans 11. Israel is the natural branches. Gentiles are the wild olive branches grafted in. The root, the nurture, the heritage belongs to Israel. Gentiles share in the richness of that root. Romans 11:16 to 17. Paul also says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, richly blessing all who call on him." Romans 10:12. And to the Ephesians, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Ephesians 2:19. The church and Israel are joined as a one new man. Ephesians 2:14 to 16. Neither losing the identity of Israel nor the identity of Gentiles, but united in Messiah. 4. The church's calling toward Israel. Israel Media Ministries holds a clear conviction. The church has a direct, ongoing responsibility toward Israel, not just as a theological idea, but in practical evangelism, in media, in prayer, in love. The scriptures support this. Romans 1:16. Paul says he is not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel is to the Jew first. Romans 9:11 is largely about Israel, God's promises, and how Gentile believers fit in, but always in view of God's ultimate plan for Israel. Zechariah 12:10 and Romans 11:26. God will pour out a spirit of grace and supplication on Israel, and they shall look on him whom they have pierced and mourn. There is a future, glorious, national turning to Yeshua for many in Israel. Thus, the church is not peripheral but integral to God's purpose for Israel. Evangelism is central. Media, teaching, creative arts, personal witness. These are tools in God's hand to bring the saving message of Messiah Yeshua back to his own people, Israel. Israel Media Ministries mission statement. 5. Jerusalem, a symbol, a center, a hope. Jerusalem is more than a city. It is God's city where his name dwells. The prophets speak of Jerusalem in end-time glory. In Isaiah, Psalm, Zechariah, and Revelation, Jerusalem is the place of divine encounter, of worship from all tribes, tongues, and nations. The church shares in this hope. Jesus prayed in John 17 for those who believe through his message, that they may be one, so the world may believe. One new man centered in truth, rooted in Jerusalem as much as Jerusalem is rooted in them. Revelation 21-22 describes a new Jerusalem, a city coming down out of heaven, where God dwells with people, where there is no temple because God himself is the temple. That vision includes Jews and Gentiles, the bride made ready. 6. Tension, mystery, and faithful hope. There has been tension. Israel has often rejected the Messiah, and the church has often misunderstood Israel. Anti-Judaism, replacement theology, neglect of Jewish roots, these are painful sins. But Scripture does not allow us to abandon God's promise. Paul says, "Who are Israelites? To them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises, the fathers. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah." Romans 9:4-5. God's promises are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. There is still hope. There is still purpose for Israel. 7. Practicing the connection, how the church can honor Israel. To live in this relationship is to practice certain things. Evangelism to Israel. Share the gospel with love and respect, in Hebrew, in culturally relevant ways, in media, in song, in testimony. Israel Media Ministries exists for just that, using video, music, testimonies to reach Jewish hearts. Prayer for Israel. Pray that eyes would be opened, that hearts would be softened. Pray for peace in Jerusalem, Psalm 122:6. Pray for the salvation of all Israel, Romans 11:26. Teaching that respects the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. Understanding the Hebrew scriptures, the feasts, the land, the prophets, and seeing how Yeshua fulfills those, not erases them. Unity between Jewish believers in Messiah and Gentile believers. Not a superficial unity, but a unity based on truth, love, mutual respect. One new man, support, standing with Israel not only by words but by justice, charity, and solidarity. Recognizing Israel's unique calling and identity. 8. Future hope, restoration, and glory. Scripture promises that Israel will be restored. Ezekiel 36 speaks of Israel's renewal. Isaiah 11 speaks of a shoot from Jesse, gathering the remnant. In Zechariah 8, a future of prosperity, justice, and deep spiritual awakening. Romans 11 ends with the assurance that all Israel will be saved. Verse 26, as Isaiah prophesied, "And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion, he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob." Romans 11:26, quoting Isaiah, that salvation will come through Messiah Yeshua. The church, Jewish and Gentile believers, share in that eager expectation. 9. Conclusion. The relationship between Israel and the church is not a theological abstraction. It is living, breathing, integral to God's redemptive design. God has not replaced Israel. Rather, the church has been grafted into the promises given first to Israel. There is a mystery, a tension, but also a glorious unfolding. For the church to walk rightly in this relationship means to affirm Israel's calling, to love and evangelize Israel, to maintain our Jewish roots, to center Jerusalem in our hope, to long for the day when all Israel, with joyous recognition of Yeshua as Messiah, will be saved. As Israel Media Ministries says, bringing the saving message of Messiah Yeshua back to his own people, Israel. That is our heart. That is our responsibility. May we, as one new man, see the fulfillment of God's covenant promises in Israel. May we worship in truth and declare his name from Zion.